Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the Market Closed Report. The Aussie share market spent the entire session today in negative territory and extended its declines to a second straight day, with the ASX 200 falling by around 1%, a touch below 1% in fact. Now this all comes after stocks over on Wall Street fell for the fourth straight session on rising recession concerns over in the United States. But today in our market, we saw that losses were quite broad. Sector-wise, we saw that most sectors lost ground. The worst performing sector was tech. It finished the session with a decline of around 3%. It was driven by the NASDAQ posting its biggest daily loss in around a month overnight. But elsewhere in the market, mining stocks edged higher after a slight improvement in the price of iron ore and gold overnight. Major miners, the likes of which include Fortescue Metals and BHP Group, finished higher and helped cap losses in the broader market today. But in saying that, let's look at some of the companies that released announcements today, and we'll kick off with Santos, an oil and energy production company. It basically came out this morning with a share buyback announcement saying that it will buy $350 million worth of stock via an on-market share buyback. But what's important is to distinguish that today's buyback announcement is in addition to another buyback that Santos announced not too long ago over in August. Now, it's said that the an August buyback is 98% complete in its announcement today. But over the course of the session, shares of Santos fell slightly in what was a broader sell-off within the energy sector after oil prices declined overnight. Apart from that, however, there weren't too many announcements released from ASX 200 companies. But on the economic front, we saw some data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which showed that the Aussie economy grew by 0.6% over the September quarter. Now, that was on par with expectations with the Reserve Bank, but was slightly below market consensus of a 0.7% quarterly increase. But the 0.6% increase means that over the year, the Aussie economy has grown by 5.9%. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the next year, given the raft of rate hikes we've had over the past few months. And the Aussie dollar, it currently trades around 67 US cents. But on that note, have a good night and see you tomorrow.